Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Yeah, it is the Fred Dreyer program. We're in the lounge here getting ready to talk to you nationwide and coast to coast. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Well, it's nice waving at everybody.
That's good.
I hope everybody is ensconced by the radio or however you you view us, but we're ready for you.
We got lots of stuff to talk about. Football, baseball, basketball, you name it, we'll have it here for you. Lots of good things to review. The baseball playoffs in swing. We've got football going on and what, week five coming up here, I think, or week six. I don't know. What week is it, JD? Is it six already now?
Six.
So yeah, week six coming up. All right, so
A lot of upsets, by the way.
Yeah, there have been a lot of upsets. You should be handicapping with us, Fred. It's been quite good. We've won, though, once. We lost about four games, and we came in first place.
We actually won something.
We won something. Yeah. JD and I worked on that one together, didn't we, JD?
We did.
Well, hold on a second, JD. I think I got to press this one right here. Is that correct? No. Maybe this one right here.
Number three.
It's a number three. Oh, yeah, there you go. Three. Now you're on. Okay, good.
All right.
Yeah, so we did pretty well, didn't we?
Yeah, we took it down week three.
Yeah.
Good man. All right. Oh, that's great. Where was I? I should have at least been here to
We asked you to participate. I think you were shopping. I think we were at a restaurant one day. So you guys just go ahead and do it. So should we bring him in this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to jinx you guys because you're on a run.
Well, and Corey, our other producer, Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton and Corey Marino, Corey and I came in. We kind of went 8-8.
It's tough. That's what we did the week after, right?
Yeah, we did. Actually, a lot of upsets. You and I did 8-8, and then Corey and I did about, I don't know, 10 and whatever.
Well, you're to be commended, both of you, for betting on a bad league.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to see how bad it is. There's a lot of news happening in that league, so we'll go ahead and talk about that. We're here every week at this time. It is Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him on Hunter. He's on Get TV Now replays, Roku TV everywhere with that Hunter show. And he's his sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter coming up this month here. And about the 21st, is that
We're going to have cupcakes here at the studio.
Okay, good. Get your cupcakes. We'll tell you more. We'll take a quick break, come back, give you all the details. Don't go away.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you
ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Come relax and rediscover Ka'anapali Resort on Maui. Ka'anapali Maui is so close and so easy to get there. And once you arrive at Ka'anapali Resort, say goodbye to stress, worries, and work, and hello to paradise and fun. Rediscover Ka'anapali Maui. New restaurants, new hotel upgrades, a myriad of activities, golf courses with an ocean view, two shopping centers, 11 properties, spa treatments for all. And this October, join us for the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. Tastings, wine, food, new chefs, golf, pickleball, and our new Hawaiian barbecue. Relax and learn about Hawaiian culture. Discover Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the west side of Maui. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I was going to tell you, Fred Dreyer Show comes to you every week at this time on so many stations. Our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles, Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM. Glad to have you with us. The star of our show, of course, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much.
Our producers, Corey Marino and Jeremy Dayton is with us here to help us. Jeremy is here today. Yeah, we got.
Isn't Jeremy on the computer from... From Guam?
No.
Isn't he out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah, he's here.
That was, last week.
Yeah, it was last week he was there. So, and by the way, a lot of questions and thoughts coming in from everybody. We want to say hi to Santa Maria, people listening up there. Jenny is there. Pamela and Martine tuned to everybody's thought process, thinking about everybody with Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. Everybody worried about this Hurricane Alley stuff. I hope it quiets down and our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone.
Not only that, this is the beginning of a succession of bad weather coming this year.
Yeah, well, it's kind of true. It's like this hurricane season. It kicks off. These storms kick off at like Category 2, go up to 5 and everything. It's crazy stuff.
While we're talking about hurricane, have you ever played in like a hurricane on the college or pro level? Like in that kind of weather?
I've played in all kinds of weather as long as it doesn't. There's no lightning.
What was the worst? You told me one time, one of the worst games you played, maybe it's not the worst, but it was very cold in Minnesota, as I understand, and you had a hand injury or something?
The coldest I played in was in St. Louis.
Okay, tell us about it. Yeah.
The
Minnesota one. You didn't tell me about St. Louis.
Well, they're all in the wintertime. They're all they're all cold. But what made it especially miserable was the AstroTurf. This was in early. This was in 72, 73, and it was somewhat of a surprise when we went out there on the field for kickoff. the guy comes over, the guy who was supposed to get the guys all lined up so they can introduce him on the loudspeaker,
right?
And he come over and he couldn't talk, he was so cold. They had to bring someone else in for him
seriously
to read the names.
Those are the funnest games to watch, though. Those are the funnest games to watch when you can see the breath.
Yes. I mean,
a lot of fun to play in it, Fred.
Yeah.
Maybe watching it.
You should have seen it. Everybody's literally dancing on tiptoes.
That was in St. Louis, right?
Nobody wanted to get down. Nobody wanted to hit. Nobody wanted to do anything. And it was, we were playing the Cardinals. That's when they were in St. Louis.
And didn't you, the Minnesota game that I alluded to, wasn't that where you, broke your finger in between two helmets or something?
Oh, yeah, that was a cold day, too.
Tell us about that one.
It took about 18 minutes for me to find out I broke my finger.
18 minutes?
I looked down at my hand, and it was a cartoon hand. It went up, and then it went down, then it went up.
Blue, 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 one of those things. Blingo, blingo.
Yeah.
And so it took
so cold, minutes. You couldn't feel it?
And your finger got between, as somebody did it, you did a tackle or something, got between helmets. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think it was between Chuck Foreman's helmet and my hand.
Helmet one.
I just heard a big pop. And I said, wow, that was a big hit. And then we went back to the huddle for the next play. Uh-huh. I looked down at my hand, and it was the size of with the Foghorn Leghorn.
That's
you know, the comedian chicken?
Yeah. Boing, boing. All right, good football memories here from Fred Dreyer as we get into the cold snaps of the season. Okay, so we got this story now with apparently a little bit of controversy coming out now with Aaron Rodgers. Talk to us a little bit about this, JD. This is he was on a podcast there. He's on there, I guess, every week, and there's speculation that on social media that he got Robert Saleh fired, the coach of the New York Jets fired. And according to Aaron Rodgers, he said, and I'm quoting him now, "It's interesting the amount of power that people think I have, which I don't." He says, "But I love Robert, and it was one of those days." He says, "When it comes to me, I don't feel like I need to defend myself or say anything. There's always going to be a narrative out there and conversations around what I think and how much power I have and how much influence I have. It's not something I worry about. It's really not. I care about my teammates. I care about winning. I'm accountable to myself, my organization, my teammates. I've got to play better. I will." And yeah, that's kind
that
of
sounds legit.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things with him, I guess. I guess he's had a reputation from Mike Martz to Matt LaFleur to now with Robert Saleh. It was a couple weeks ago. They were in Tennessee, and they got a couple scores up. And Robert Saleh went in for a hug, and he seemed to give him a brush off, and people speculated that there was friction there, but they said, no, he's just not a hugger, and I was just making a point. They have this rule to get two scores up. They talked that down like it was nothing. Then there was the cadence thing against, I think, Corey's Denver Broncos, when Robert Saleh said, we might have to change that up. It's, we might have to make it a little simpler. But then Aaron Rodgers was like, well, no, that's a weapon. We just need to hold guys accountable. If they're jumping off, we got to make sure they're not jumping off sides or false starting.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he came on the Pat McAfee show today and said that, the media always is going to make more of it than it is, but I love the guy. I've known him since 2021.
Yeah, he said he spent the first few minutes imploring those championing Saleh's firing to focus on the human element of the dismissal. He says, I love Coach Saleh. He says, we have a really solid relationship. We have since I met him in 2021 when the Jets had a joint practice in Green Bay. He says, it was a big reason I came to the Jets. After the Jets fired the coach, the owner Woody Johnson said that Rodgers had no input on the decision, that he didn't discuss his intentions with the quarterback, and Johnson said he consulted with general manager Joe Douglas, but in the end, the process was simple. He said, "If it was my decision and my decision alone." Fred, your thoughts?
Well, it was his decision, and it looks like he consummated his wishes.
Yeah, I think it's up to the owner to go ahead and make that decision.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
But I find that hard to believe, though, that he called Aaron Rodgers in. Well, because Aaron Rodgers, if the owner calls Aaron Rodgers in before he's about to make a big decision, he's going to run that by him. But Aaron Rodgers said, well, that never came up. You know, Robert Saleh's position never came up. He was just asking about how I was or the ankle. But no, come on, you're going to run it by your franchise quarterback who you brought in there to be the savior. What do you think about this? So they're definitely holding
back. You're calling Aaron Rodgers a liar that he had no input?
I'm saying he may not have been fully upfront with the truth. I mean, the fact that Robert Saleh had to be escorted off Jets property by security.
Well, that's
multiple outlets reported that.
That's like if you have a procedure at the hospital, they put you in a wheelchair whether you want it or not.
Yeah, it's true. But
I'm in like a sinking chair here.
Yeah, like, you keep falling into that microphone.
won't stay up.
Maybe you should get one of those. Maybe get the Ron Say chair over there. That Ron Say chair has been reconditioned at the Hank's Tires. I think it's better shape there. You okay now?
Yeah, I think
I would notice you were kind of fading out of the picture. Now we got you in there.
Now you look like you're ready. Yeah.
You can see videos of the show on YouTube. You can watch us live on Roku, on Facebook Live, and you can make comments here on the show. So your thoughts on the coach, Robert Saleh's firing. Was Aaron Rodgers involved with it? Not involved with it? Aaron says no, he doesn't have that much influence. So I would kind of go with it. We have somebody let my dog in.
where is that dog anyway?
Get your thoughts together. Don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer. You can get a hold of Fred at Fred_Dreyer. That's his X handle there. And also on Instagram at Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him Fred Dreyer, Dreyer. At crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. I'm at Mike Horn, CRN. Jeremy Dayton, we don't have anything for you. They might want to talk to you.
At Truth Radio 33.
Well, there's somebody here on my phone, Mr. Spam.
All right. Take Mr. Spam. We'll take a break. Come back with more. We're at the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here. All-Pro defensive end, acting legend Fred Dreyer here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show coming your way through CRN Talk Radio. Glad to have you on board. I'm Michael Horn. Jeremy Dayton, our producer, is with us. Hi to some great listeners out there. We're not only live on the radio, but we're also on Facebook Live. You can check it out on Facebook. Look at our video on YouTube. Hi to Lori from Iowa. Rachel says hello to you, Fred Dreyer, and welcome JD. She's Birmingham, Alabama, Fred.
Yeah, Alabama. Oh,
and Nebraska Nikki is tuned in again. You got to watch out for her, Nebraska Nikki. Good polka bands there in Nebraska. Al Grubnick and the boys and a whole lot more. Now, let's talk about football retirement because this story came out, and it's Michael Vick says, quoting him now, "We're set up properly," end of quote. He's talking about his NFL retirement income. He says it's over six figures annually. He's got player benefits. He has annuities, cap plans, even disability. And according to the research, athletes typically retire before the age of 30. For the National Football League, the average retirement age is just 27.6 years of age. Now, fortunately, the NFL, they say, has great benefits for players. According to former quarterback Michael Vick, as I mentioned, he played in the league for 13 seasons. He was a bright star, turned controversial there when he retired in 2017 at the age of 36. And even after he missed 2 years, remember, he was playing, missed 2 years of playing time. He was serving a prison sentence for his involvement in a dog fighting ring. Did you ever have any of that stuff going on the Rams when you were there, Fred?
We had parakeets.
Chicken, yeah.
Parakeet racing. It's pretty good. Okay, so anyway, Michael Vick says he receives a check worth over six figures a year. And quoting him, he says, "I think the NFL does a great job of making sure we get set up properly when we retire." He's now 44 years of age. He says, "Kicking it with the OGs on YouTube in May, they put us in plans where if you play long enough and invest long enough while you're in the league, then you'll have a decent playoffs when you get older." Now, is that the way it was when you played, Fred Dreyer?
Well, no, on several fronts. There's always this excuse that the players, if you had a corporation, they wouldn't pay you if you had a corporation. That's the first step you make, is to get your money so you can do with what you want with it. And now they're doing it with the team now because there's so much money. There's players there who are broke after they leave the league for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, well, and you didn't even have, like, they talk about benefits here. You didn't even have things like concussion therapy and that kind of stuff for those players that played a lot and got hit in the head a lot or fell on their heads a lot.
No, it was us or them type of a relationship between the players and the owners.
Yeah, so as I see it, it's a little different now, and the current players, did the NFL Players Association vote for a little something extra for you guys in the past that are maybe suffering the loss of not having the great contracts like everybody else has now?
Well, yes. We don't have a relationship, or we didn't have a relationship the years I played from 69 to 81. And I was involved in two pretty good strikes, and nothing came out of it for the players. What we were doing was making opportunities for the players who went before us, during the strike, and we had a pretty good relationship with the retirement those who had retired before us. But for the most part, it was hard pickings. You know, we just couldn't get anybody to care about us in the executive committee. Everyone in the executive committee, the owners and all that, were just against all of us getting money or trying to do something with our money.
They were stingy at that time, it seems, weren't
they? Well, more than that. They would just say, we said, well, we want to see the books, the operating expenses, because we think there's a lot of money in there that should be divided. And they said, no, we're not.
Yeah, exactly. What are they didn't like
we're
that
not,
at all.
We're not doing that. And what we tried to do over the years was, as people were leaving the league, like I played 69 to 81, so from 1982, 3, 4, 5 onward, we had a demands that we were going to make. And it just got to the point where it was useless to try and negotiate something for our pensions, and it's one of the sore spots. I think I know a lot of people my age, and when we did strike, it was painful because we couldn't afford to strike.
Yeah, well, and there you go. Michael Vick says, though, he didn't specify the details of his annual payment, but he said based on the NFL's summary of benefits for vesting in former players, people speculating may come from an annuity program that eligible players can tap into as early as 5 years after their final season. So we got that going on. And then this guy, George Pickens, he's a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, yeah. And apparently he had a costly fumble, I guess. Tell us against the Colts this week, Jeremy Dayton.
Well, yeah, I guess that was the week before.
Week four,
and,
you're right.
Yeah, because they just lost to Dallas on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I was even watching the game because I happened to have Pickens on my fantasy team, and I was like, why is he not in the game? He was barely in the game. And
fumbles
he's usually,
in week four.
If you guys have kept up, like, the last few seasons, he's always complaining. He's one of those guys that's always complaining if he's not getting the ball. They started off 3-0, and he was complaining, and then he fumbled. So he was seeing a lot of the bench on Sunday night, and then you see the headline. He was hiding. He wouldn't go out and talk to them. He's literally hiding from the reporters. What is it? In a closet. I don't know the story in front of me. But
Did you have anybody on the Rams ever or the New York Giants when you play that hid from the media?
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. After a bad, bad season.
We all went into the whatever room was empty, that's where we went.
Apparently he has temper tantrums, you mentioned, yeah. And he's complained all the time. And he said the national audience will have a front row seat because he's gonna be on the Hard Knock show he's got with the AFL, yeah. AFC North now, I guess.
Let me interject something here.
Yes, please.
You guys, before we leave the previous topic, the past players in my era tried to get the present day players to put us on the list for contributions to our respective pension plans.
Okay.
And this is when money was hemorrhaging. It still is. And you know, we wanted is, you know, we want to, you know, honestly, this is not apocryphal. This is, there's people, ex-players who are going without, who played a long time, and there's no relief for them. They just, the present day players just said, you know, what we're, you know, we don't have any use for them, ex-players, mm-hmm. You know, so we're just going to move on. You guys do the best you can. And here you have Mike Vick, you know, in that era, you know, God bless him. You know, he benefits in the salary department and he benefits in the retirement program. And that's wonderful. But there's a lot of people that went down before him that have nothing.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's a big deal over there. So, If you have any thoughts on this, get into our chat room there at Facebook Live. You can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Hi to Bruce. Hi to Kristen. A lot of people, you know, digging around in the hurricane. So our thoughts and prayers are at you listening to us tonight. Now, there's another concussion that we want to get to. This is a neuroscientist. He wants the NFL to investigate Josh Allen's apparent head injury despite Josh passing a concussion check. This is last week. He wants the NFL to investigate this apparent head injury when the Bills quarterback Josh Allen was at the Houston Texan games there. The Bills head coach Sam McDermott told reporters Monday that Allen was cleared and that he'll be back in the game after being examined by medical staff for the concussion. Apparently, if you watch the game, his head struck the turf in the fourth quarter after being tackled. He laid motionless, Josh Allen, before being rolled over by his teammates. He came off the field, was directed to the sideline medical tent. Doctors assessed the player's injuries in that tent, and after emerging from the blue tent, Allen appeared to be offered smelling salts, which makes players feel more alert, and then he was okay. And he says, the more I watch this video, according to this concussion expert, Nowanowski, he said, I'm more troubled about what happened. He said, as Josh Allen was going down, you see he's raising his left arm to protect his head, which is very natural in the movement when you're falling like that. And then after his head bounces so high off the ground, that arm goes limp, and you see his wrist catch against the ground, which can break your wrist. Now, they're playing on AstroTurf. That makes it even worse. Am I right, Fred Dreyer?
Well, it's a hard surface. It's unforgiving. You don't know how tough it is, you know, to play on that stuff until you wind up getting a concussion, you know. But the interesting thing is that having a concussion, you know, is the decisions of what to do, like Tua Tagovailoa. You know, he should quit.
And you think he should quit too?
He should quit. He's had some pretty tough hits to the head, and it's up to him. It's not up to him. It's up to the adults in the football business to tell him you've had enough and pull the plug on him.
Yeah. Back in your day, you guys didn't even have a tent. You just go sit on the bench over there.
No, they say, I told you what they did.
What?
Coach Hall said, how you doing? I said, I got a concussion. I can't see anything, and I don't know where I am. Where am I? He says, can you get back in there?
Well, let's see if you can come back right after this.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched 2 new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence, sponsored by IBM.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Home decor, holiday, tools, you name it, it's for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select power tools, tool storage, and ladders. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10-10 through 10-16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here. We are in the Sports Lounge. It's a Fred Dreyer Show coming to you right here on your radio station every week at this time. Don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, or X as we like to call it now, @Fred_Dreyer. That's his Instagram handle. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And again, his email address, freddreyer@crntalk.com. All right, gentlemen, we've got... We got the Beard Club. I've been watching some of these baseball games towards the end of the season, and as we go into the playoffs, and there seems to be some really straggly-looking baseball players out there. And apparently, the Beard Club, which is the foremost authority on men's grooming, is thrilled to announce the addition of a new member for them, a Major League Baseball star, Justin Turner, has joined the club. Justin Turner has, we're going to post all these pictures that we have, by the way, up at the FredDreyerShow.com website. And Justin is thrilled, the Beard Club thrilled to announce the addition of Justin Turner as the brand's newest equity partner. And as an equity partner, the two-time All-Star, the World Series champion, he serves as an ambassador for Beard Club and participates in marketing initiatives, helping to further increase the Beard Club's affinity among sports fans, one of the fastest-growing segments, as is Justin's beard. Financial terms of his agreement not disclosed, but... He hustles on the field. He said he wasn't allowed to have a beard in the minor leagues with the Reds, the Orioles, or the Mets. Started growing his full facial hair after getting called up his rookie year in the major leagues. And later with the Dodgers, he really let this thing grow, and it sort of really boosted out. Then he signed with the Blue Jays. Jeremy, did he have the beard with the Blue Jays? Do we know if he had it on there? Did he kind of clean it up?
I know he didn't with the Orioles, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember. Who was the guy? Manny, what was his on the Dodgers and the
Machado.
No, that
was on the Dodgers.
The Boston guy, yeah, Manny Ramirez.
Oh, Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez. I remember he was on the Dodgers, and the manager at that time says, "We're going to get him to clean it up a little bit." Clean it up. The Dodgers don't have any kind of a dress standard.
They have no standards whatsoever.
None whatever. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. And how about you're an Orioles fan? They got standards?
No, a lot of them got goatees and mustaches and scruffy beards.
Yeah. Well, the Oakland A's in the 70s, if you remember.
Yeah.
Of course, all the way back that far. But they have, you know, handlebar mustaches.
That's
it. And long hair and long hair, which is, it's one thing. I had my share of hair initiatives when I was playing in the league.
You did?
Yeah. And this was in the 60s, so you can imagine. How many people in the league?
Did you grow facial hair? Did you have a lot of hair problems?
I didn't. I had long hair.
Yeah,
but I didn't have a need to grow facial hair because it was annoying.
Well, we've added and looked at this the Beard Club over there, and here's a guy. I was watching him play on the Phillies, and I think I saw a couple of rodents and a Subway sandwich fall out of his beard when he was up batting.
Gary's got a beard.
We're talking about Brandon Marsh of the Philadelphia Phillies. So this guy, this guy, long hair, when he takes his hat off there, you look at it from the back, it's a whole different feeling that you get with him. But again, I did think I saw a sandwich in there, Fred, that fell out of the beard there.
Well, there's probably a beer right behind it.
Could be. Going for the Jesus look.
Yeah, well, there you have it. Then we had this guy retired this year. He looks better without his hat on, actually. This is the great Charlie Blackman from the Colorado Rockies. This guy, he has not shaved, I think, once in his, 15-year career he retired from or whatever. Something.
Yeah, he looks like the white James Harden with that beard.
Something else, I'm telling you. Fred, you're just sitting there with your mouth agape here looking at these pictures.
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I'm so glad I don't have one of those.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's a lot of work. It's a problem thing there that you go with. Now, we also have, adorning that beard, we got Justin India from the Cincinnati Reds. And he's got not so much of a beard. The long hair sort of blends into the beard. Am I right, Jeremy Dayton?
Yeah. Again, kind of like a Jesus look, at least the presentation of him we see. It's like a popular look.
Fred, any comments here?
I don't know what we're doing here.
We're just looking at the beard club that started it. This will get Fred. Fred, when he sees this one, this will take him
No, wait, just a second. Before you. What do you expect me to do, react to this?
Can you yank on that hair? If somebody had that in the football field, would you yank him down by it if a running back had a beard?
If I could grab his hair.
Dustin May of the Dodgers.
You can do that, you know.
You can?
Sure.
Dustin May of the Dodgers.
You can do it.
Dustin May's got those two whiffs of hair on either side. It looks like kind of a Mickey Mouse ears backwards, sort of, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like the character from It. The clown.
And then you got Mike Clevenger of the San Diego Padres. Not so much of a beard, but the hair, long hair makes up for it. And you can get just long hair in this, right?
It's like Randy Johnson, I guess.
Of course, he's got his coiffed a little bit. You got Josh Hader, who also plays, he's with the Padres now.
Josh Hader?
Yeah. Hey, Herder, that would be good.
He's with the Astros, I believe.
No, he's with the Padres now, I believe.
I don't know.
Maybe he's with the Astros. I can't remember.
That's like he's copying you.
And then this guy, we get this guy here, Jake Rogers. Doesn't have a beard at all. He's just got a very comfortable...
Well, what's he doing in the picture then?
Just a comfortable mustache. Sometimes that's all you need to have.
You just ask Corey for some beard pics?
Yeah. That's old Cousin Mike right there.
Yeah, that's a nice beard over there. Kind of a...
There you go.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a Magnum.
Magnum, that's right. Growing up.
Yeah, you know you're serious when you show up at the ballpark with a beard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or lazy.
Some of those things are just out of control.
No time to shave.
Now, baseball, if we can, and I'm looking for my fans, but my story here, Major League Baseball fans growing a little upset with play-by-play announcers. They apparently frustrated with Bob Costas. I kind of like Bob Costas. He and Ron Darling have paired up. I think they're on TBS doing a lot of the series. And Gary Sheffield Jr. made this comment. He said, I've seen more energy in aisles of a Costco than I have from Bob Costas during Game 2 of the Divisional Series.
Is it too much facial surgery? His face looks like it's always getting tighter. Can he just not express emotion? I don't know.
They say that Bob Costas, quoting Gary Sheffield, sounds like he's reading Green Eggs and Hams to a kindergarten class at the time. Here's my problem. You got, and Fred, I need your comments. You got Joe Davis, the Dodger announcer, took over for Vin Scully. Vin, so much not a homer, but Joe Davis, very much a homer, always screaming on the Shohei Ohtani home run. Obviously, management wants him to really talk up the Dodgers. Fine. He's got the guys in the booth with him that he talks to back and forth. Now he gets up with John Smoltz and he's in the playoff series and he's rooting for the Padres as well as the Dodgers, screaming for strikeouts. And a lot of people have been writing in here, people upset that he's rooting for the Padres when he's the Dodger announcer and vice versa. Probably Padres fans upset when he roots for the Dodgers. So my thought is, you take the announcers from the team like the Dodgers, you let them call the Phillies game and the Mets game or some other game, and you bring announcers that are not associated with either the Padres or the Dodgers or whatever team, let them call the game. Your thoughts on that, guys?
I'll tell you what. I can't speak to that specifically, but I had to listen to the opposing team, to my home team. I won't say any names to do any timeliness, but over the weekend, and I hated listening to the opposing home announcers listen to it because you had no idea what was going on. They were so mundane and like they were so depressed. And then I realized, okay, when they're depressed, something good happened. But it was frustrating listening to it.
Yeah,
I'd rather listen to unbiased.
Somebody also wrote into us and said maybe you have a three-person broadcast booth where you have an impartial announcer and one person from Team A and one person from Team B.
Is this a problem with people?
It is. They're writing in about it.
Well, it's social media. They're writing in about anything.
Of course. And that's what you have to be aware of these days, Fred, is social media.
The Orioles used to have Gary Thorne, and I think now he's doing games for San Diego. And people used to complain that he was too impartial, like he wasn't homer enough when he was doing Oriole games. I really liked him, and he was a little bit homerish, but he was nice and impartial and enough of a homer, but he was very professional. Well, I don't like it when they're over the top homerism. And
you mean like Joe West or what is his name? What's his name?
Joe Davis.
Joe Davis.
Yeah, Joe Davis. Oh. Screams for the Dodgers.
It's just he's gotten louder and louder, and it's actually stupid.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at one more football story here, and this one here wants your opinion on this, Fred Dreyer. The practice of locker room interviews needs to come to an end. At least that's according to the NFL Players Association. They're now pushing more aggressively for exactly that. The NFL Players Association put out a statement describing how it's tried for the past 3 years to team up with the NFL and the Pro Football Writers of America in effect to make such a change, but they found, quoting now, little willingness to collaborate on a new solution. The statement continues.
Whose unwillingness?
They say the football writers, football writers, and the NFL teams. The players feel locker room interviews invade their privacy and are uncomfortable. This is according to the players' union. This isn't about limiting media access, but about respecting players' privacy and dignity. You played, Fred. Do you think that's true?
What's true? What do you want me to comment on?
The comment that the players feel the locker room interviews invade their privacy and they're uncomfortable.
I played 30 years. Years ago, I didn't care what happened. All I did is make a proclamation at that point in time, saying that at some point in time you're going to want to undo this, because what you're doing is you're allowing women in men's locker room. And what's going on today now? You're letting men into women's sports.
Well, but here's the thing: this happened 30 years ago when you played, but obviously it's. They haven't been able to correct it yet. Now, you see after the game, sometimes they got the logo of the team behind them, and they sit down at a table, and they answer questions. Why can't they just do that and just keep them out of the locker room?
Why can't they just at the very beginning saying, this is a man's sport, there's no women playing Major League Baseball, so the politic of this thing is moot, and just get out of the way and let us have a place that the players sign off on?
Well, apparently the NFL's media policy, quoting it now, requires players to be available for interviews during the 45-minute open locker room period on practice days. And under that policy, players have to agree to a media interview after games, as well as at least once a week during practices.
Well, that's one thing to have to agree to it, and I can understand that. But at the same time... Do they have to be into the toilet with you? Do they have? Are they in the locker room? Are they? Where are they?
This is in the locker room. They're talking about. That's what this policy requires.
And players are going along with this.
Well, apparently they have to, but they're trying to. The players, the NFL Players Association.
Doesn't sound like anybody's doing this.
NFL Players Association trying to get it changed.
Well, I got two things. One, they could be like George Pickens and hide in the equipment room for all 45
That's
minutes.
Good.
But two, I mean, I guess it's up to the players to set their own boundaries. Back in the late 90s, I worked in TV and I covered a lot of NFL games. I always remember Dale Green. There would be a herd of reporters around different locker rooms. Dale Green asked very respectfully, would you guys mind, please, I got a family at home. Do not, when I'm undressed, do not film me, and film me from the neck up. Other players will come out proudly, showing all their birthday suit glory, because especially if there's women, so it's just totally different mentalities in the locker room, and they got to set their own boundaries because it's
and women will say that's sexist.
Yeah.
They demanded to have the environment that they wanted.
And now they got it.
Now once they got it, they're complaining about it.
We'll keep you posted on this one. Apparently a hot topic. We'll take a break, wrap things up for you. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back on the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, follow Fred on X. Fred_Dreyer, Instagram @Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. All right, what a week here today, and we had a lot of stories to go on. A lot of people worried about hurricanes. Well, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody. And,
yes, absolutely.
Have you been in a hurricane ever, Fred? Did you ever, or Jeremy, either one of you guys?
I was in Oklahoma when one started to roll in, and I got in the truck and took off back to my daughter's house, and that's the closest I've ever... I mean, I wasn't in danger.
No, and Clayton's in Klamath Falls, Oregon. He's okay. I think he's fine there.
I grew up in a bunch.
in Baltimore and Maryland, we had hurricanes every year.
Yeah. And Shannon is worried about now Josh Allen having a concussion. Shannon, they say he's okay, right? They said he's cleared to play and I guess going to play this week. But a lot of people are speculating that his head really bounced up. And Fred, you mentioned when it's on AstroTurf, your wrist or your shoes can get caught in there and cause a breakage. Or I think that happened to Aaron Rodgers last year when he was out. He got caught on the AstroTurf.
Well, it's weighting and unweighting. You ski, don't you? Or did you? Do you understand that when you unweight, all your weight goes over that foot and you can't get it out?
Yeah. And so it just, if it gets stuck, you're stuck in the turf.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's our show. Sure enjoy you tuning in here today. Don't forget to give Fred some emails there at freddreyer@crntalk.com. And thank you all for joining us here. Get your questions together. We like to answer questions. JD, thank you for a good show.
Yes, JD, thank you.
Fred Dreyer, always thank you for an excellent show.
Thank you.
Anybody want to say anything about my performance?
That was great.
I guess we're out of time.
I'm gonna sleep on it.
The best performers always get the least praise.
Thank you very much. Never mind. Don't say anything at all, gentlemen. Last thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
You are a gentleman, and after that, we got to think about what else.
Good thoughts from Fred Dreyer.
We need bubbles.
We'll see you all next week. Have a great week.